Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 18th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 3¾ cents at 6.15¾. December wheat down 31½ cents at 7.49. November beans up 15¼ cents at 14.05¼. The meal was up 7.30. The oil was down 133 ticks. Despite the crude oil closing up $2.39 a barrel, at one point it was up about $3.30 a barrel. The wheat was lower, with now up to 25 ships having left Ukrainian ports. So, you know, the world tightness on wheat should be easing a little bit here. We know the Russians have a record crop. They're going to want to sell it if they can get around some sanctions. There was talk today that the Ukrainians and Russians were trying to have some kind of negotiation. Zelensky said there's no negotiation without Russia giving back all of the land. You know, we'll see how that goes. My guess is if they offered them Crimea, that would be the end of it. But I don't seem doesn't seem like they're in the mood to be able to do that. The wheat exports were lousy, as we mentioned this morning, so that certainly weighed on things. I'm really surprised the wheat, you know, is this low. We made a new low for the year out here at 7.43¼. You know, certainly doesn't look good. The oats were down under $4. They closed at 3.81, down 23¼ cents. First time since July of 21 that we've had that prices that low in the oats. So I don't think that generally bodes well for the grains. As they say, the oats are the indicator. But despite the pressure in the wheat, the corn was able to rally 10¾ cents off its lows. The beans were able to close 17¼ cents off its lows, right around there. So the corn and beans kind of turned their back on the wheat market here. With the crude oil up, it's not surprising that the corn was higher, but it is surprising that the bean oil was lower, yet the beans closed higher on the day. It looks like the trade's a little bit more concerned again about the weather in Nebraska and Kansas, some of the other dry areas around the country. You know, I think there's room for concern, but the 6 to 10 day forecasts look a little bit wetter. So, you know, I'm not sure why the corn and beans withstood the sell-off in the wheat and the oats, but, you know, there it is. The dollar is up almost a full a penny here today. It's back up to 107.44. It's just a full penny under a low, a new high close for the year, or actually a contract high close. So, you know, if it's another rally, another penny rally tomorrow, we'd get there. The dollar certainly looks strong, and I think that played into some extent on the wheat market, though it didn't affect corn or beans at all. Now, we did see Chinese buying in corn. On the weekly numbers, they bought about 275,000 metric tons. On the beans, they bought about 780,000 metric tons. So there is some Chinese buying out there. And with the drought that they're experiencing, it's not surprising that they're looking to secure grain out here. The question is, you know, how much business is the U.S. going to get as opposed to Argentina and Brazil? We'll just have to see. So tomorrow, we certainly could end the week strong. The September beans gained another nickel on November, closing 90 cents over. There'll be resistance there at $1 to $1.03. And then I just don't see it going too much farther past that, but we'll have to see. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.